Phase 2. What type of investor do you want to become? The first phase of this program was dedicated to control over yourself. If you are not mentally prepared and committed to becoming a successful investor, you should turn your money over to a professional financial advisor or team trained to help you choose the right investments. Back in the early 1970s, I had made a choice to become mentally prepared to become an investor. However, Rich Dad now asked me, "What kind of investor do you want to become?" "A rich investor," was my answer. This is when Rich Dad brought out his yellow pad again and wrote down and defined the following categories of investors. The accredited investor earns a lot of money and/or has a high net worth. The qualified investor knows fundamental and technical investing. The sophisticated investor understands investing and the law. The inside investor creates the investment. The ultimate investor becomes the selling shareholder. Looking at the definition of the accredited investor, I felt pretty hopeless. My military assignment had just finished and I had no money and no job. Rich Dad saw my reaction, took the yellow pad back, and circled inside investor. "This is where you'll start, Robert. Even if you have very little money and very little experience, it is possible to start at the inside level of investing," Rich Dad continued. "You need to start small and keep learning. It does not take money to make money." At this point, he listed his three E's on the tablet: education, experience, excessive cash. "Once you have all three E's, you will have become a successful investor," Rich Dad said. "You've done well with your financial education, but now you need the experience. When you have the right experience combined with good financial literacy, the excessive cash will come. But you have inside investor listed fourth. How can I start as an inside investor?" I said, still confused. "I am going to teach you the fundamentals of building a successful business," Rich Dad continued. "If you can learn to be a successful B quadrant business, your business will generate excessive cash. Then you can use the skills you learned becoming a successful business owner to analyze investments as an investor." "It is like coming in through the back door, isn't it?" I asked. "Well, I would rather say it is the opportunity of a lifetime," Rich Dad replied. "Once you learn to make your first million, the next 10 are easy." In this phase of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, I share Rich Dad's descriptions of each one of his categories of investor. The sections explain the basic distinctions of each category because the path I chose may not be the right path for you. If you want more information about all the investor types, you can refer to the printed version of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. In this program, I've included more detail about the sophisticated investor because that's the level many people aspire to. The accredited investor. The accredited investor is someone with high income or high net worth. At that time, I knew I could not qualify as an accredited investor. A long-term investor who has chosen to invest for security and comfort may very well qualify as an accredited investor. There are many E's, employees, and S's, self-employed individuals, who are very content with their financial position. They recognized early on the need to provide for their financial future through the I, investor quadrant, and adopted a plan for investing in addition to their income earned as E's and S's. Their financial plans, whether to be secure or comfortable, have been met. If you can qualify as an accredited investor, you will have access to investments that most people do not. To be successful in choosing your investments, however, you still need financial education. If you choose not to invest your time in your financial education, you should turn your money over to competent financial advisors who can assist you with your investment decisions. The qualified investor. The qualified investor understands how to analyze publicly traded stock. This investor would be considered an outside investor as opposed to an inside investor. Generally, qualified investors include stock traders and analysts. Most qualified investors have learned to understand the two types of investing, fundamental and technical. Rich Dad noted, "A fundamental investor reduces risk by looking for value and growth, by looking at the financials of the company with an eye on future earnings potential, while a technical investor invests on the emotions of the market and invests with insurance from catastrophic loss. The technical investor studies the patterns of the sales of the company's stocks, buying low, selling high, utilizing options, and selling short." The difference between the two styles is dramatic. As Sharon Lecter, my co-author, notes, the qualified investors are analyzing a company from the outside. They are deciding whether to become buying shareholders. With the proper education and financial advice, many qualified investors can become millionaires. For more details on this type of investor and investing, I recommend you review the printed version of this book, as well as playing the board games I've developed, Cashflow 101 and Cashflow 202. The Sophisticated Investor. The sophisticated investor knows as much as the qualified investor, but also has studied the advantages available through the legal system. Rich Dad defined the sophisticated investor as an investor who knows what the qualified investor knows and who is familiar with tax law, corporate law, and securities law. While not a lawyer, the sophisticated investor may base as much of his or her investment strategy on the law as well as the investment product and potential returns. The sophisticated investor often gains higher returns with very low risk by using the different disciplines of law. Knowing the ETC. By knowing the basics of the law, the sophisticated investor is able to use the advantages of ETC, which stand for Entity, Timing, and Characteristics. Rich Dad would describe the ETC as follows. The E stands for control over the entity, which means the choice of business structure. If you are an employee, this is not usually in your control. A person from the S, self-employed quadrant, usually can choose from the following entities. A sole proprietorship, partnership, which is the worst structure because you are entitled to your share of income but are responsible for all the risk. An S corporation, an LLC, or limited liability corporation, an LLP, or limited liability partnership, or a C corporation. Today, if you are an attorney, doctor, architect, dentist, etc., and choose the C corporation as your entity of choice in the United States, your minimum tax rate is 35% versus 15% for someone like me, because my business is a non-licensed professional services business. That additional 20% tax rate differential adds up to a lot of money, especially when measured over years. It means a non-professional would have a 20% financial head start over a professional at the start of each year within a C corporation. Rich Dad would say to me, but just think about people in the E, employee quadrant, who cannot elect their choice of entity. For them, regardless of how hard they work and how much they make, the government always gets paid first through income tax withholding.